Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I am your host, Brandon Kohlberg. You are listening to the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate. We appreciate you tuning in. Got a great show for you today. Going to talk about kind of the future of the real estate business, the mortgage business, and our local market here in Fort Mill, Rock Hill areas, and kind of see what this pandemic has done to the industry as a whole, and where we may see it moving forward. If you're looking to buy or sell right now or sometime in the near future, then this show is definitely for you. If you're a real estate agent, we're going to have some great information for you as well. So in order to do that, we've brought in a true professional with Nelvia Bullock with Costello Real Estate and Investments. Nelvia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Well, hey, we go back a little bit. We actually first met. Our kids were in daycare together,
yes.
And so obviously we've got young kids. How have you kind of been, as a mom, as a working mom? How have you kind of managed that process right now?
Well, that's an interesting loaded question, but ultimately, it's required me to become more organized, be better at multitasking. My daughter goes to a private school, and the homeschool curriculum is a lot right now. I have an 18-month-old son, so every day is a new adventure. But I think on the other side of this, I'm going to come out stronger, and I'm able to multitask better, and it's making me more organized. But I would be lying if I said everything was going wonderfully. It's really, really challenging at times. My daughter wants to play. She gets sidetracked and she gets frustrated. And it gives you a whole new understanding and appreciation for teachers and how hard they work and how patient they are and how much time goes into just writing letters and coloring a picture and doing an art project. So we're making it over here. My husband works in the food service industry, so he's been pretty slammed too. Go figure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone is experiencing a whole new normal right now and getting different perspectives, which I think in a lot of ways is, can be a really good thing to understand where the people coming from, understand, what teachers may be going through. Sometimes there's been some great memes out there as far as, you lied, about my kids being angels, that
exactly,
type of thing.
Exactly.
But yeah, we're all experiencing this new normal together. And I think everybody, for the most part, is, waiting for the old normal to get back, become normalized. So, but give us a quick rundown, Nelvia, of kind of your experience in the mortgage industry, kind of where you've come from. And let's start there.
In the mortgage industry?
In the real estate industry, as a real estate agent.
So I actually moved to the Charlotte area 4 years ago from San Francisco. And prior to that, I lived in Chicago. And prior to that, I lived in Oklahoma. Just to kind of let you know some of the different cities that I've been in. And when I moved to Charlotte from San Francisco, it was a relocation through my husband's job. And we decided we were going to build a house. So during the process of building that house, I felt like my agent wasn't fully engaged in the process, and I found myself kind of doing all the work and negotiating with everybody and talking to all the vendors. And something inside of me said, why don't I go to real estate school and get my real estate license? So as a product of three major relocations and kind of having some of that pain and frustrations, I got my real estate license. And upon becoming licensed, I hit the ground running and became really successful relatively quickly. I'm licensed in both states. I really enjoy working with first-time home buyers. First-time home buyers are really thirsty. They're really eager, and they just want to be educated on all the do's and the don'ts of the process. And you can hold their hand and guide them every step of the way. So I would say when I look at my business, I tend to work with a lot of first-time home buyers and just getting them acclimated and up to speed in the marketplace.
Describe in detail your at least your relocation from San Francisco to the Charlotte area. You're building a home here, new construction. What was it where you felt like desires, your needs in that process weren't being met by, you know, the particular agent that you were working with. Because as with any business, we understand that there's real experts in the business, and then there's not. And so obviously maybe had a bad experience that led you to get into real estate to kind of fill that void. What was it about the actual experience that you didn't like?
Well, from the very beginning, the agent outsourced our showing to another partner within the brokerage, and this particular agent had sold several homes to my husband. And I don't want to get into bad mouthing because this person is still actively practicing real estate. However, we were dropped off at the builder's office from the very beginning, and we weren't guided through customizations and options and understanding some of the nuances that come with new construction. For example, we finished out a third floor, and they kept delaying us. And here we are, you know, with our things in a storage space and needing to get into our home. So having more visibility to what's going on behind the scenes and understanding that there are going to be delays and broken promises and missed timelines and disappointments. And so a lot of that was frustrating, and I didn't want anybody else to experience some of those types of frustrations that I went through.
Sure. So setting the expectations, you probably missed out on a lot and weren't quite aware of what the entire new construction phase kind of involved.
Yes. And then another thing that we experienced is the agent did not attend the walkthrough. Mm-hmm. So when we were going in doing the blue tape to point out imperfections, I really didn't know exactly what to look for. And there were a lot of things that were overlooked. And then you get into the home and you're like, oh, I can see paint marks in the ceiling, or, oh, this little chip over here on the staircase, we missed that, you know, over here in the bathroom, this needs to be recalked. So just a lot of little tiny imperfections that you want to be perfect in a brand new home were missed.
For sure. How have you kind of used that information and used that experience to, obviously it led you to get into real estate. How have you kind of used that experience to kind of brand yourself or create a platform for how you wanted to do business?
Well, I look at the way that I do real estate as a concierge level of service, white glove treatment. I'm there every step of the way. I'm very details oriented, helping those clients navigate through the minutiae, because there's so much involved from the time you go under contract to the time you're going to the closing table. And I make sure that I'm just very thorough and no stone goes unturned ultimately.
Cool. So as you got into real estate, what was your experience like in beginning? I know you said you hit the ground running. What was that experience like in going from, you know, relocation to building new construction, not loving the service that you got to making the decision, hey, I'm going to become an agent and I'm going to provide fantastic service? What was that transition and experience like?
Ultimately, I was really hungry to learn. So I shadowed and I modeled and I replicated the behaviors of other agents around me that I felt like were doing an excellent job. One of the things that has just come naturally for me in helping me build my business is I'm very passionate about helping people build wealth and grow their portfolio through real estate.
Yeah.
So when I'm working with someone, if I see an opportunity, like they're so close, but they're not quite there yet, whether it be credit repair or whether it be creative ways to obtaining funding, getting gift letters, I'm just very creative with helping all the pieces of the puzzle come together because I really want to see it happen for them. I mean, I've met families before that were so close to being ready to go, but they were missing one thing, or a family that may have been credit challenged. So I think me providing that service to help people get to where they want to be and meet their goals has been a big piece of my success.
Yeah, I think in any true successful person's, you know, career, I think if you can focus on the client's needs, you know, I think it makes such and that's the recurring theme we have on this show is, you know, we genuinely care for our clients' needs and their financial well-being. And, you know, we do things like making sure there's, you know, connected with a CPA and a financial advisor. So we don't just want to give them a mortgage, right? We want to make sure they're on good financial footing. A home is a big deal. And there's you know, I think sometimes first-time home buyers or even seasoned home buyers kind of get into buying a home without maybe taking into consideration all the things that homeownership, you know, benefits you, but also there's some cost to that too, right? And so just make sure we're doing a great job of explaining and kind of building a team around, a financial team around that person so they can succeed financially is such a big deal. And it comes with true caring. And I think that's the biggest mark of, you know, a successful agent is making sure the client's well taken care of first and foremost.
Right. Another thing that I think is critical in the success of any agent is their training. The brokerage that I'm with, Costello Real Estate and Investment, we pride ourselves on exceptional training. For example, every Tuesday we do a training on different topics. Sometimes it can be about working with buyers and sellers. Sometimes it can be how to farm a new neighborhood. Building your CRM. So there's always a unique bevy of topics going on within the brokerage. And even right now, during the middle of a pandemic, we are consistently doing trainings and making sure the agents have the right items in their toolkits to win more business.
What do you see has changed in that department? Has any of the training kind of reshifted or refocused during this pandemic? No one really could have foreseen this coming, and there has been some changes in the real estate market and of course, in the world in general. Have you guys shifted any of that training to look at this a different way?
That's a wonderful question. So right now, we have a series of trainings going on. For example, there's a really successful agent out in Orange County. Her name is Barbara Betts, and she created a toolkit on how to survive through a pandemic. And there were a number of topics in that toolkit from marketing, for an example. Right now, people are at home. They're engaged. They're starving for content. They want to be educated.
Yeah.
So email marketing is a huge thing right now. I've sent out two newsletters in the last 7 days, and both of them have had over a 51% open rate. That's unheard of.
Solid.
But also being on social media, branding yourself as a subject market expert, because people want to hear from you. They want to understand, are home values going up? Are home values going down? Is now a good time to buy or sell? So being that voice of reason and helping people understand what's best for them is really critical right now. So that marketing and being in front of your client is so key. I have a Facebook business page. I have an Instagram page, and I'm constantly posting information from economists, local market numbers. I mean, people want to be educated right now.
That is for sure. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here with Nelvia Bullock with Costello Real Estate Investments. And yeah, Nelvia, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons why we do the radio show. And you can go online and get, you know, there seems to be such, as much as information is out there, there seems to be a lack of, you know, real direct information to, in a specific form, especially to the local community. There's lots of general information out there. You know, you'll go online and, you know, hey, what's the real estate market? Well, you're going to get a national view of the market. That really isn't indicative of what is happening in Charlotte and Fort Mill and Rock Hill. I think we're fairly insulated, and I'd love to hear your opinions on it for the future of our local real estate area. But being able to provide local information and local sourced content is a huge value to the community.
So we're well positioned here. We're in Charlotte. Charlotte and Austin compete for some of the fastest growing cities in the U.S. Being so close to Charlotte, you have, you know, a big finance industry. You have a big healthcare industry. This is a prime place for relocations, just given you get all four seasons. Cost of living is still relatively good. I mean, the last time I checked, there was 160 people a day relocating to this area. Obviously, spring is our busy season. Just in the last 24 hours, 284 homes have gone under contract. That's a pretty big number if you look at the big scheme of things for our Charlotte metro. So, here's my opinion on it. Is now a good time to buy or sell? Well, I don't want to presume to know what's best for your situation. It depends on your needs and what you have going on. Some of my clients need to be in new school districts before the new school year starts. So now is a great time for them to buy and sell. And now that some of the restrictions are being lifted and some of the businesses are slowly opening up in phases, you're going to see more and more activity of people looking to continue on their home search.
Yeah. So you talked about relocations before, not something that we've focused, you know, heavily on the show here in the past, but you've relocated several times with your husband's work and been a part of that process. And so now you do, you know, a lot of relocation. And you mentioned 160 new people a day moving into the area. I think that process is just going to expand. I mean, you look at places like, you know, up north where, you know, the density, people living on top of each other has kind of maybe not been a great situation for this particular pandemic, right? And people are wanting to escape that. And Charlotte's already a very fast-growing city. Lots to offer. You got beaches and mountains within very close proximity. Fantastic jobs out there in the Charlotte and Fort Mill market. So I think that's going to be something that we experience to a greater extent. How can we take maybe advantage of that as far as agents goes and being able to provide the content for relocations? And what would that look like?
Well, I think it's getting to know your client. You really have to take the time to ask the right questions to the client. Understand their lifestyle. Understand what they do on the weekends, what's important for them. If someone told me that they have two dogs and they have kids and they like to run and jog and they're very outdoor recreational people, I'm going to recommend parts of the city where they have access to gyms, access to greenways, and access to things that are going to appeal to their lifestyle. So understanding the lifestyle is key so that you can direct them into the right areas. And then the other thing is you really have to understand some of the amenities that come into these neighborhoods. Once you get into a certain price point, people want a community pool, they want a tennis court, they want a clubhouse. So understanding areas that are going to match those lifestyles will help you become sharper with relocations, because those clients will understand that you're in tune with their needs and you understand who they are and where they want to be.
Part of being an expert real estate agent is, of course, knowing these things, especially for someone who's moving from out of town. Maybe they they've never been to Charlotte or very limited interactions with Charlotte, only been here a couple of times. They've got a limited window to kind of find out all they can. I think maybe there's a certain misnomer out there as far as, you know, agents just show you houses, right? There's so much more involved. And what a fantastic example of needing a real expert on your behalf in the relocation side. What does it take to kind of get all that knowledge as an agent to expand and to know different areas and pockets and amenities of certain areas? And then how do you parlay that into meeting the client's needs? How do you have that discussion with your clients and kind of feeling out exactly what they may be wanting? Of course, they don't know what they're wanting down here. They just know what they want in their head. And then you kind of put, you know, pen to paper for them.
So what I tend to do with my relocations is, obviously, if they're not here, we're going to be doing a virtual buyer consultation. And in the consultation, I'm asking all the right questions just to kind of understand their needs and their lifestyle. But something that we have within our brokerage at Costello is we have drone videos for all the communities surrounding Charlotte. So in this part of South Carolina, we have drone videos for Fort Mill. We have drone videos for Tiga K. We have drone videos for Rock Hill. So those are professionally recorded high-end videos where you may see them going by local breweries or driving through different communities. So I'm sending those drone videos to them so they can get a preview into what those communities look like. But the other thing is you want to drive around. You just want to turn into some of these subdivisions and see what's happening. You know, here in Fort Mill, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. Hang on.
So obviously with the drones and technology, I mean, technology adds just a whole new piece to the home buying experience. I mean, a lot of people now are buying homes just from seeing them virtually. And so, I mean, yeah, I think the tech aspect of into the real estate market has been really, really interesting.
I have some buyers who are relocating from Virginia. And one of the things that I do with these buyers is obviously I have them set up on an automatic search where they're getting feeds from the MLS every day based on the criteria and the parameters that we've come up for their dream home. But what's really interesting is they can go in and they can favorite the homes, and then I can go back in and look and send additional videos and footage. But then on those homes that they've narrowed down, I'll go walk through the homes and do a FaceTime video with them, and they'll say, hey, can you walk over to the left of this room? I want to see how much sunlight is entering that room. So it's allowed us to get really creative in the way that we engage with our clients. And then from that FaceTime video, they can make the assessment of, does this house appear to check most of our boxes? And if it does, then we schedule a trip, and then we're stacking, you know, maybe 3 to 4 homes in that visit so that it can be relevant use of their time, and knowing that these homes are going to cut it for them.
It's really fascinating what the opportunities that technology brings us, for sure.
Yeah.
You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here with Nelvia Bullock, Costello Real Estate and Investments. So talk to you know a little bit about relocation, which again I think is going to be nothing but a great thing for our market. Do you see? And again, we talked about, you know, going online and seeing national news as far as maybe home appreciation falling or maybe some slight depreciation. But I think that with the opportunities that our market provides, and I think we're going to see more relocation to the market. I think we're going to maybe not seeing any of that. I think we maybe see some continual appreciation. Before we got into COVID-19, demand was much greater than supply. You know, we've got a lack of inventory in the area. How do you see all that kind of playing out? And what do you think for our homeowners listening right now as far as appreciation values go? Where do you see that maybe going?
Right now, we're not seeing a big change in the average home price. What we are seeing is a continued decrease in inventory. I think we're down to like 1.4 months of inventory now. So what it does is it's amazing for sellers right now because buyers are competing. They're going into multiple offers, and it's literally like you see a house, you need to make an offer that day, and it needs to be a strong offer because you're going to be going up against other people. I think the home values are going to stay steady for a little bit just because this is such a hot market and you have such a large buyer pool with a small amount of homes.
Are you talking with sellers right now that are kind of maybe thinking about selling, but maybe they're kind of holding off because they're a little bit fearful about, you know, the market right now is in regards to coronavirus? Do you think we're going to see a big, wide opening of new listings coming on maybe when things open up?
I think that's definitely going to be what's happening. I'll tell you, like, for our brokerage, when we looked at our March numbers were very consistent with our expectations for March. However, in April, we saw a 10% dip. So you're going to start seeing these smaller, tiny dips. But as far as sellers are concerned, it's going to be in their best interest to do what's best for their particular scenario. If they have to sell right now, we need to put the house on the market. You just need to have expert staging. You need to have quality photos because houses sell for three reasons: price, presentation, and promotion. So if those three things are up to par, when someone's online on Zillow or Trulia on one of these sites, you have about 30 seconds to get their attention. They're going to skim through the pictures, and if the pictures don't make sense, they're going to move on. So I think having the right agent to navigate through the transaction with you and help you properly market your home is really critical.
Let's stay on sellers for right now, and I totally agree with what you just said as far as making sure you're hiring the right one. How do you know when you're talking to the right agent to list your home for sale?
So you have to interview the agent just as much as the agent is interviewing you. For example, the agent's going to come in and ask you all these questions about your house. How much do you owe on your home? When do you want to list? What repairs have you done? Cut that. Start asking the agent, what do you know about this community? How many homes have you sold in this community? What's the current days on market in this community? What's the average price per square foot in this community? And ask them what their percent to list price to close is because if you're listing the house at $350,000 but it sold for $330,000, you're losing money. So understanding if they can be somewhere between 97 and 100% of list price is important. Ask them what the communication is going to be like when your house is listed. How often will they hear from you? Will it be a weekly check-in? Ask them what they plan to do in terms of promotions. Are you doing social media marketing? Are you going to be doing open houses, broker opens? Ask those questions on what they're going to do to well position your home amongst the others in the community is key when you're interviewing an agent to get your home sold.
Let's go through the three things that you mentioned as far as, you know, what sells a house. Start with price. Some people, you know, sellers in this market think that they can just make up a price and they'll get it because it's a good seller's market, which it is. How do you kind of combat that with actually real numbers and saying, because I think there's some good statistics out there that if you overprice, you actually lose money, right, than pricing, you know, correctly. How do you deal with that?
So a lot of people are hardhead and they think their house is like the best thing walking since sliced bread. So you really have to have those tough, hard-to-heart conversations and saying, hey, I'd love to list your house at this price too. However, we need your home to appraise. And if you want to sell quickly, you have to put a number out there that's going to be realistic. So typically what I do is I do a CMA on the home and the recent home sales in the area. And I provide that seller with my thoughts on an anticipated price that we can list at. And I say, here's our range. And it may be within 5 to 10K. And I tell them, if we go on the lower end of this, we can based on market numbers, we can probably sell in 30 to 45 days. If we go on the higher end, it's going to take more time. Because everybody knows that there's fluff built into the price, right? Nobody's going to list their price home for exactly what they want because you have repairs, you have inspections, and you have other factors. People may ask for closing cost assistance. So if you price right where you want to go, you're chunking away at that money that you need to net on the sale of your home. So I have just very realistic conversations with them and we try to find a middle ground, but ultimately the seller still has the last say because it's their investment and it's their home.
Sure. Next, we talk about presentation. So what are you doing for your sellers to, you know, present that home? Or what is advice are you giving them so they can better present their home?
So the first thing I do during the listing appointment is I have the seller walk me through the home like I'm visiting for the first time. And I say, tell me everything you love about your home. So you might hear someone say, oh, I love my open floor plan. I love the natural lighting. I love my wraparound front porch, you know. In Baxter, there's a lot of Charleston-style homes, wraparound front porch. So as they're walking through, naming all the things that they love about their home, I'm making a list, and those are the things that we're going to highlight during the description of the listing. Well-appointed home, you know, open floor plan, these hardwood floors gleam upon entering, you know, whatever those buzzwords are, we're going to talk about those in the listing. Secondly, I bring in a professional stager who is going to come in and make recommendations on the do's and the don'ts of your home. And that's a really important piece because if you got your favorite college team hanging up in the man cave, and let's just say it's Clemson, and somebody comes over and they're a Gamecocks fan, they're going to be like, whoa, 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 I don't like this. Yeah. So you want to take all the personal stuff out, and you want to make it neutral, and you want to be able to have any visitor walk into your home and be able to envision living there. So my stager is going to make those recommendations, and we're going to keep it nice, neat, airy, and clean so it can photograph well. We're removing personal pictures of the kids and the dog. We're putting all those things away, and we're giving your home an opportunity to shine in its best light.
If I walk into a home and there's Georgia Bulldog red and black, I'm walking out and I'm leaving negative feedback.
Exactly. So then from bringing in the stager, the next important piece is the photography and the videography. You want to make sure that you're capturing that at the right time of day. You want to make sure that you have the right lighting. And you also want to make sure that there are no cars in the driveway and that everything is neat. The landscaping is up to date because all those little details make a big difference in the photography. So once you have all of that together, I feel like the presentation of your home is going to be where it needs to be.
You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here with Nelvia Bullock, Costello Real Estate Investments, getting great information if you are thinking about listing your home in the near future. So third thing to discuss, the promotion. I know you're big on that. You do a lot of different things. Kind of tell us some of those things that you do to really market the home.
So in terms of promotion, the new thing now that all of the agents are kind of jumping on, at least those really savvy agents, is the coming soon. So the coming soon is like the sizzle to the steak before you slice into it. And essentially, this is like somewhere between, I would say, a 3 to 14 day window where you're telling everybody, attention, attention, this house is coming on the market. You want to be the first one to see it. So then you're putting out your social media advertising. You're putting out your videos online. You're doing your Instagram posts and just creating a buzz around the launch of this home. And ultimately, whenever you first put that message out, it's really cool if you can jump right into an open house like on a Saturday morning, because then you have people lined up at the doors to come in and see it. And oftentimes you can get it under contract that weekend. So the coming soon is really important. Also, having marketing brochures and takeaway packages are very important, because those are things that people can have tangible items to take away with them. So when they're in the car, they go back home. Remember that house at 123 Palmetto Way? It was so beautiful. They can flip back through the publication. So typically I put lifestyle things in there. So it's going to show you what restaurants are in the area. It's going to talk about the schools. It's going to talk about where the closest golf course is, the Greenway. It'll have a survey of the home, pictures, description. So all your goodies will be in that marketing package.
Yeah.
So I feel like in terms of presentation, in certain price points of homes, you need to have that marketing kit there.
And that's what sounds like a lot more information than what a lot of most agents do.
Yeah, I work with a particular vendor to put my marketing packs together, and I make sure that we have those in home on counter. And I'm always checking back in with the seller to make sure that they have a good supply of those.
Yeah, really fantastic. So, talk to me about the first time home buyers kit that you do. Is that part of the listing program or?
Well, so the first time home buyers kit, it's a packet that I have, and I give that out during the buyer's consult, and it's kind of a roadmap of what to expect. So obviously the most important thing is obviously your pre-approval, and I know that you know that, but making sure the buyer understands what it's going to take in terms of closing costs, money down, inspections, appraisals, and just kind of understanding the costs that are associated with that. Finding the right agent, obviously. I have a fire me policy. If at any time they feel like I'm not giving them the service that they deserve, I want them to know that, you know, they can find somebody else. But I pride myself on the service that I provide. So I don't foresee that happening with any of my buyers. But additionally, in that packet, there's a ranking sheet that's in there, because oftentimes with a couple or husband and wife or marital, whatever status those people are in, you always have to make sure that those people are on the same page with their wants and their needs. So every time we tour a home, there's a ranking sheet, and you can rank it, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. If there's something you didn't like, let me know. I was with a couple on Sunday, and the wife said to me, I don't like this house because it doesn't have a separate breakfast nook situation. So now I know every time we go into a home, she's got to have a tucked in breakfast nook area. But things like that are really important. You know, if you have a couple that this is their forever home, making sure that you know that they need a master on the main level. So making sure that you have your buyers telling you everything they need in the home is a really important piece in the pie. Also, in that kit, I'm going to be explaining to them just some different things that they need to be aware of, like communities with an HOA. For those of you that may not be familiar with an HOA, HOA is the Homeowners Association designed for you to govern yourself accordingly. We are in the South, so someone may want to put a chicken coop in the backyard. Well, HOA may not let you put a chicken coop in the backyard. You may want to put up a white picket fence. HOA may say you got to do a privacy shadow box fence. So just understanding some of those rules and restrictions that come with living in an HOA community. Some people hate HOAs, but I think HOAs are good. They help you maintain your property, and they help you keep everything looking nice and tidy.
Yeah, they serve a good purpose. Sometimes, you know, that you may feel they get a little bit too restrictive. But
every neighborhood has the HOA police, you know.
Right, yeah. For sure. But they certainly provide a good service. When you're going with when you're meeting with the buyers, what are the especially the first time home buyers? I mean, you got a fantastic home buyer kit, which probably answers a lot of those questions. But what are maybe the top two or three questions that you feel like first time home buyers are asking?
Well, I think they think it's a more complicated process than what it is. And not to take away from that, this is the single largest investment they're probably going to make in their lifetime. So it's not to be taken lightly. But a lot of them think you have to have 20% down and I don't have enough money to buy a house. So that would be one of the things that I see. Another question I always get is about the timing. Understanding how long it's going to take. I mean, ultimately, from the day you see a house to the day you close, you're looking at a 45-day timeline. So I think that explaining that timeline is really important. And then another question that I receive often is just trying to understand, you know, the earnest money and the due diligence and where all that fits in. So I find myself often educating them on that process and understanding how those funds are allocated and distributed.
We've talked about having the right team, you know, around it. How do you go about building that team, whether it's when you're working with sellers and you've got stagers and photographers, maybe potential landscapers to help out, and on the buyer side, you know, maybe, you know, insurance agents or mortgage lenders? How do you go about building the team? What are your criteria when you're recommending these other vendors to kind of work with your clients?
So ironically, obviously within my brokerage, we have our preferred lenders and people that we have relationships with. But a lot of the people on my team came from personal experiences. One of the inspectors that I still use today was the inspector when I built my home. My insurance agent, the people that I use or have used in the past, I pick my vendors based on the service they provide and how thorough they are. The lender that I used when I was buying my house, she was like texting me at like 9 o'clock in the evening when I bought my house. So I added her to my lender team. When I see somebody that provides an exceptional service and they're customer service oriented like myself, I naturally just add them in. And if they do a good job and they have a niche in one particular thing, I'm definitely going to send them a ton of business. True story, you know, everybody's at home during these quarantine home projects. Just hired a guy to paint my downstairs. I've sent him 5 people in the past week, and one of those has already hired him. So if anybody needs a painter, I have a guy. So I would just say my personal experience helps me build my vendors, and I feel like the vendors are such an important piece of the puzzle that when your clients meet those people and they experience working with those people, they're only going to trust you more, and it's going to help you have a greater rapport.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, especially now with, you know, with the social media platforms and different things, having the right team in place, because everyone that you recommend is essentially an extension of yourself, right? And you want, and you want to, I mean, you care about the client, you want them to have a fantastic experience. And so, you know, you want to use people that you've had great experiences with, because when someone drops the ball, then of course it's a big domino effect, and things go from good to bad.
And I also feel like you have to match people up with people that work for those types of personalities. You know, I have some vendors that I work with, they want to do all the communication over text message. If I have clients where they want to communicate over text, I know who to send them to. Right. I have some people that are very price conscious, so I'm going to send them to the person that has the lowest price for an inspection and a termite deal or a radon test. So I try to just match people up that have alignment with what they're looking for.
Yeah. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704 888-999-6646. We're here with Nelvia Bullitt, Costello Real Estate and Investments. After you're purchasing your home, Nelvia, what do you do? What do you work beyond the transaction? Are you doing anything to kind of stay in touch with home buyers, home sellers, to kind of help them? Because everyone's going to buy or sell a home, you know, on average every five or six years, right?
Yes.
What do you do to kind of bring value during that off time?
So that's a great question. So I spoke to you earlier about my newsletter, and just to talk about some of the contents that are in the newsletter. For example, the one that I sent out in April, there was a section in there where they could go on virtual tours of museums and zoos that are popular across the country. I had links in there to all of the cool restaurants about town that are offering curbside pickup. There were some links on there to some of the hottest new shows that are out on Netflix that people are binge watching. So right now, during this pandemic, kind of putting some fun in people's inbox and providing them with some new options, I think, is important. But ultimately, I stay in front of my clients all the time. I'm always texting and checking in to see how they're doing. But also, whenever I find something that could be good for their home, I make sure and let them know about it. And sometimes I even get them a little gift or a present. I get presents for my clients for Christmas holiday. All of my clients right now that had graduating seniors, I sent them all cards because, you know, we have this whole class of 2020 that's not going to have a formal in-person graduation, you know, when toilet tissue and water was scarce. I was, you know, doing porch drop-offs of toilet tissue and bottled water. I send my clients home maintenance guides, so it'll tell you every month different projects that you should be working on, whether it be cleaning out your gutters or changing your air filters. There's always something telling you every month on what you can be working on and doing in your home. And I reach out on birthday, and Sunday is Mother's Day. I'll be reaching out to all my moms to make sure they feel special. So I'm always talking to my clients. So, I'm sure they hear from me a lot.
So you bring a ton of value in that regard.
Absolutely.
We do an annual review with all of our clients, always looking for ways to help them save money. And you know, whether it be their on their mortgage, maybe they've had, you know, kids going off to college, and or a change in their insurance needs. And so we do an annual review check in to see where we can help them save money. But you know, you do the home maintenance and helping them protect their investment, which is awesome.
Are you slammed with refinances right now?
So you know, rates have certainly been very attractive. And especially if you've bought a house in the last, you know, 5 years, there's probably a great opportunity to save some money. And so, we've, you know, thankfully, as the purchase market has dipped just a little bit, you know, we've seen a huge increase in refinance opportunities. And so, we're staying pretty busy doing those. And of course, you know, we talk about that, you know, on the show regularly as far as the opportunity to save money. I mean, that's so we'll be doing a lot of annual check-ins right now to help out our previous clients and of course always willing to help out any other new clients as well. Awesome. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's been really interesting. Obviously, there's been so many changes with coronavirus in the world, certainly in the real estate and the mortgage world. The mortgage world has seen some really crazy changes over the past couple months. But the opportunities, I think, we could all agree, are still there in the real estate and mortgage world. And really for people listening, I mean, there's opportunities if they need to buy or sell, or if they just want to reduce their monthly expenses. There's good ways to do that. And a lot of people are at home, kind of being able to have some more time to look at their budget and find creative ways to save money. And of course, we're trying to help them do that for sure.
Yes.
If you maybe need a refinance, give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We'd love to put some figures together, see if we can't help you save some money. Nelvia, what would you say that you love best about the real estate market? And what do you kind of see moving forward?
So honestly, I love seeing it all come to fruition. That's the part that makes me so happy. And it's so interesting right now, during the middle of this pandemic, some of the families that I've sold homes to in the fall and the winter, they're in their house, they're doing garden projects, they're taking pictures at the table, and they're posting and sharing all these wonderful memories that they created in this home that I sold them. So, like, when I see that, it just makes me so happy on the inside. There's no feeling like that. And as far as the future is concerned, I feel like as things continue to progress with this demand for buyers and sellers, and we'll see this, we're going to continue to see this decline of the iBuyer market. You've seen the Open Doors and some of the other offer pads. They're doing reduction in staff. And so in the real estate brokerage world, for a while there, they were saying that, you know, real estate brokerage was dead and that people are buying with iBuyers. Well, now the iBuyers are kind of moving to the side because they can't buy and invest right now and sell these homes. So it's an opportunity for agents and for real estate brokerages to really augment their efforts and step up their service and their offerings. So this is an opportunity right now for everyone to reevaluate their business and retool the way that they engage with buyers and sellers. And whatever you're missing in your toolkit, now is a great time to add that in.
I think it's a great time for the local expert agent right now. I mean, if you look at the iBuyer segment, these Open Doors and you know, throughout the name, they've been operating on $1 billion losses as a way to gain market share. And so home buyers or home sellers really aren't getting the true value when they sell to one of these agencies. That's number one. But then the second thing is these agencies are losing a tremendous amount of money to try and gain volume. But now with the pandemic, they've actually pulled away from buying a lot of new properties. So their volume is substantially decreasing. I think it's going to have really long-term effects for those iBuyer programs, which of course makes it a great opportunity for buyers and sellers in general, because you're going to get more money, you're going to get a better deal, and then of course the local expert real estate agent who's actually providing phenomenal service, who knows the area, who knows the local amenities and what, and having more detailed conversations with buyers and sellers, knowing, finding out exactly what their needs are. And, you know, so we preach local, and we say stay away from the iBuyer programs.
Yes. And one of the other things that a local agent can do right now is the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, has been offering discounts on their courses, their trainings, and their designation. For example, this year alone, I've received my ABR, which is the Accredited Buyer Certification, which is just a more detailed, rigorous program to help you service buyer clients better. And I also just received my PSA certification, which is Pricing Strategy Advisor Certification, which is just a more rigid curriculum to teach you how to properly price and list homes.
Yeah. It's a great.
There's so many things available at your fingertips right now.
Such a great point for anyone in general listening. I mean, it's such a great opportunity to learn a new skill, you know, to develop some new habits. And it can go either way. You know, we understand that. You can develop some bad habits. You can take this opportunity to develop some great habits. And I think what we'll see is the people who have invested in themselves during this time, during this kind of shutdown, are the people who are going to come out and be very successful moving forward.
It's a tough time right now, though, so I don't want to preach this message that everybody has to go out there and sign up for an online Ivy League university and take a course and build a house and do all these things. I want people to give themselves some grace, too, because we are dealing with a lot. People are losing their jobs and people are sick, and there's a lot of devastating things happening in the world around us. But if you can come out on the other side of this better than what you were before, that's the real opportunity.
Yeah, and I would just say, you know, we've all got the same amount of time, and just take 10 minutes, you know, add 10 minutes of your day to reading something inspirational or watching, you know, something inspirational on YouTube, or, you know, just begin that process, and it will do a lot for your outlook on life, your attitude, and of course your success too.
And I think having the accountability partner is really important. Like, for example, with our brokerage, we do all these trainings throughout the week. we're also just doing mental wellness check-ins. How are you? Yeah. How are you coping? What's going on? Because in my household, there's a lot of us, but some people may be isolated. They may be social distancing with just them, and you never know who needs right. a phone call or a friend. So check on your friends, everybody. Check on your friends.
Great, great point. So in that training, what all are you guys focusing on? I mean, I know there's is it training for, you know, experienced agent, new agents, or just how to converse with buyers and sellers?
So we actually have a program called Launch for our new agents. And during that launch training, it's a 6 to 8 week course where they're doing a different topic every week. It is mandatory depending on your production and your volume. And in that training, they're setting the agents up with the tools that they need to be successful when they go out into the industry. So it's going to cover all aspects of the buying and selling process to make sure that you have everything in your arsenal to best service the clients. But we also have internal technology and platforms that we use. For example, whenever we list a house, the house is given its own dedicated URL website. Mm-hmm. So it could be 123.com Palmetto Street or whatever. The URL is included in there. But basically every property gets its own customized URL. And you can create a landing page and you can post that landing page throughout social media. And in order for someone to view that house, they have to enter in that data. And that data is then captured. And that's a lead for the seller. And those are more eyeballs getting in front of the houses. So we have technology on those platforms on how to use those tools. Some of our other trainings are more about building your brand as an agent and how to market yourself effectively and how to just position yourself above the competition. There's a lot of noise out there. There's over 15,000 realtors in this market. So you really have to just do some exceptional things to stand out.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but all 15,000 are not great.
There's about 10% of the agents that do all the business. Everybody else just wears the pretty badge and the pin and takes pictures of all the houses on Pinterest. But most of the movers and shakers, it's about 10% that's doing all the business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big proponent of working with agents, working with expert people, mortgage, insurance. And it really, I love the mortgage industry, and I hate it when something negative happens. A deal fell through with someone else, and then they're calling me. I've got to rescue the deal. Although I'm happy to get the deal, I hate like what especially if someone dropped the ball.
So simple.
Yeah, and so that I want my industry. I'm sure just like you want your industry to really be fantastic and have just filled with real experts. But honestly, that's just not always the case. So we got to do a great job of making sure that the clients that we serve are connected with the experts that we work with, have a great experience with, like you said earlier, to make sure that everyone has a fantastic experience, buys their home, closes on time, and enjoys the process all along the way.
Absolutely.
Nelvia, we appreciate so much you being here. Anything we didn't cover that you wanted to highlight?
I think we cover quite a bit, but ultimately, if you're looking to buy or sell in the Charlotte-Fort Mill area, it'll be my pleasure to help you. I will give you that white glove service that I've continued to speak about. And if you're not sure if now is even the right time for you to buy and sell, I'd love to just chat with you and discuss your needs and understand where you are and provide you on some counsel on what would make sense. But I am on Facebook and Instagram as Nelvia Bullock Realtor, and you can look me up, and I'd be happy to meet with you.
Nelvia Bullock on Facebook, B-U-L-L-O-C-K.
Sandra Bullock is my cousin. No.
Slightly less attractive cousin. Nelvia, thanks so much for being here. Really great information. I feel like we covered a lot of topics, provided great information, which is what we always try to do. So we thank you so much for being here. And we appreciate everyone tuning in. If you have any questions after the show, be sure to give us a call, 704-999-6646. Enjoy this great weather and have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tiga K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.